You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Is your pet stressed out? Does your pet need annual vaccines? Which pet is best for a child? Would you know if your dog was in pain? Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor, where you'll learn everything about keeping your pet healthy and happy. From pet care, pet meds and grooming, to pet food, pet insurance and dental care, this is the place to find out everything there is to know about pet wellness. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets, because it's your pet. Health matters. Please welcome your Pet Doctor host, veterinary media consultant and veterinarian, Dr. Bernadine Cruz.
Most 10-year-olds are busy playing with their My Little Pet Shop's toys. Miss Courtney Oliver, however, is doing what many adults only dream of. She has earned her certificate as a veterinary assistant. While summer vacation for most grade schoolers is a trip to the shore or a week at camp, Courtney spent a week in Grenada at St. George's University of Veterinary Medicine. Who is this remarkable young lady, and what are her plans for life? Let her story inspire and motivate you. We'll be right back with this fascinating young woman.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
It's time for school for you and your friends, your furry best friends. Train your dog the fun and easy way with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Teacher's Pet host Pia Silvani teaches you step by step how to train your dog the fun and easy way. You get 8 30-minute live audio training sessions, complete transcripts of each session, plus a basic training manual to get you and your dog off to a great start. Training begins the moment you bring your dog home. Teacher's Pet Sessions offers positive reinforcement training to shape your dog's behavior and encourages upbeat, enthusiastic responses to ensure that your dog will enjoy learning. Teacher's Pet Sessions dog training is fun at both ends of the leash. So listen, learn, and laugh with your dog with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Get your copy of Teacher's Pet Sessions Volume 1 today. To order, go to teacherspetsessions.com.
Hi, this is Pia Silvani, your host. Bring your dog, tug toy, and treats, and get ready to have some fun.
teacherspetsessions.com.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's O-Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. O-Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Courtney, thanks so much for being with us today. I know you have a full schedule.
Well, thank you.
Okay, so you were 10 years of age when you earned a veterinary certificate. Are you the youngest person to have ever done that?
Well, I'm not quite sure, but, you know, most young people, you know, don't know what they're going to do in life. I just thought, you know, might as well got started early.
That's a great idea, because I hate to tell you, Courtney, there's a lot of adults out there who still don't know what they want to do in life. So how old are you now?
Oh, I'm 11.
You're 11 years old now. Okay. Tell me a little bit about your family.
Well, my family is mostly comprised of animals, but I live with my mom and dad, of course, Justin and Candy, and then my little brother, Alex, and we have 5 dogs and 1 hamster.
I can see how you got enthused about veterinary medicine. You must spend a lot of time before you became a veterinary technician going ahead and spending time at your veterinarian. Now, after you got your certificate as a veterinary assistant, what did that allow you to actually do?
Well, it allows me to actually help around the clinic and clean kennels. And mostly, I just wanted to know more about animals and help know how to help them.
I know I have granddaughters that are about your age and they play with their toys, and here you are, you're actually in a veterinary setting. So it seems like this would probably cut into school time. How does this affect your schooling?
Actually, since I homeschool, we had the time to just take a break off the rest of my school and just take as much time as we needed, and we just focused on that one subject, and we did about a chapter every day.
That sounds wonderful. For those people that are listening and maybe don't understand the difference between what is a veterinary assistant, what is a veterinary technician, what did you learn in your courses?
Well, I learned mostly how to take care of emergencies, like, you know, first aid.
That's very important. What did you learn with regard to emergencies and first aid?
Well, of course, you need to mobilize them just to make sure, you know, that they're not stressed out in any way. And the person that you're talking to, the owner, you want to make sure that they're nice and calm. So, because when their animal is nice and calm, they're nice and calm. No, wait. When they're nice and calm, their animal is nice and calm.
I think it goes both ways. You're right. I think one of the most important things that I ever learned in veterinary medicine, it was my first day in veterinary school when all of us were so excited. We had made it into veterinary school. And then the dean of the school came in and said, okay, if you got into veterinary medicine because you don't like people, but you like medicine, good idea to get up and leave now, because you have to communicate at all times with the owner. So you're learning to communicate with the owner. That is great. What else did you learn?
Well, I learned some medical terminology and anatomy. Those are my two favorite subjects. My mom and I would always come up with funny words in medical terminology so we could remember them.
There are some bizarre words out there, and you kind of wonder, why don't they just say normal things? Like a word I'll use a lot here in Southern California when pets have itchy skin and are chewing their fur out is, oh, yes, your pet has alopecia. And why don't we just say, you know, the fur fell out. So what are some of the fun terms that you learned?
Some of the fun terms that I've learned is, glossio was one of the hardest ones to learn, because at first we were like, glossia? How does that relate with tongue at all?
Okay, that's a good one. And what other words did you come up with that were just kind of off the wall and bizarre? You could use in a crossword puzzle, I'm sure.
Oh, we did macroglossia, which was big tongue.
Okay.
We made that one up.
Well, there are some people with big tongues. Makes me think of Mick Jagger and some of his things that he does. The singer. So
yeah.
are you working right now at a veterinary practice?
Well, no. I'm actually, you have to be 12 to volunteer, but my mom sits there and watches me because I'm not quite at legal age yet. I'm 11, but I'm creeping up on 12, so I'm really excited to get volunteering. So what I've done, I've just been watching and kind of learning, so when I come in to volunteer, I know what I'm doing.
So you probably haven't fainted by watching surgery then?
Oh, no, not at all. The first surgery I watched was on my dog, Ivy. She had to have a C-section, and I've been begging them for years and years and years, ever since I was 8. Oh, please, can I come in? Can I volunteer? Please. So finally, they said, okay, we'll let her watch the surgery, and she'll probably not want to do this anymore. So I watched it, and that just added fuel to the fire. I wanted to know more and do more instead of being frightened by the blood.
I was looking at your website, and I saw a picture of you with a basket full of little puppies. Is that the C-section that you watched?
Well, I've done various C-sections. Well, I've watched various C-sections, and I've been able to rub puppies and, you know, rub them, suck them out, and, you know, get them breathing and stimulating them and clamping cords. So, yeah, I only watch C-sections that the owners say I can watch. Like some of my mom's breeder friends, they invite me, say, oh, my girl's going to have a C-section, Courtney, you want to come in? So I'll go, sure.
That's great. With a C-section, there are certain dogs that just have difficulty giving birth, and then there are some pups that they just, you know, want to have, make sure there are no difficulties, like the smaller breeds and the little pugs and Boston Terriers and such. And the more hands in there that can help out, that know what they're doing, that can be very, very helpful. As you're talking about sucking out, that's because when they're born, just as with a human baby, they have fluid in their lungs and they need to aspirate that fluid out. So you've gotten to do some really fantastic things. What is one of maybe the most interesting surgeries or most interesting procedure that you've ever had a chance to watch?
Oh, well, I must say, I watched an endoscopy on my vet's dog, Rosie. She is always swallowing things, but this time was a little funny. She had swallowed a hat.
Huh. And she swallowed a hat?
Yes, she swallowed a hat. So we had to go in and pull out the big hard rim of the hat and then all the scraps.
It is amazing sometimes what dogs will eat. So is Rosie okay after the procedure?
Oh, yeah, she was just fine. She recovered just great. We did some endoscopies earlier because she swallows pretty much everything in sight.
There are definitely some dogs that you just think they should wear one of those little safety muzzles, not so they're not going to hurt anyone and bite them, but just so they can't eat anything. They actually have a competition every year, Courtney, you may be aware of this, amongst veterinarians in the United States, most of the ones that are taking care of cats and dogs, to send in x-rays of the craziest things that a pet has ever eaten. And one that I'll always remember was a Labrador puppy who ate not one, not two, not three, but 14 golf balls. It's like, why would they ever eat 14? But they were able to get them out and the dog was okay.
Yeah, there was an x-ray of a cat that had swallowed a dime. So that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep, things like that, even pennies, can be very dangerous because of what they're composed of. And I had a person the other day came in, they had swallowed a diamond ring. So we had to get that one back out again, yes. So what are some of your favorite things to do when you get to go to the clinic? Because I'm sure scooping poop is not the most fun.
Well, pretty much anything I can do to help animals or help around the clinic. Like, I could go from scooping poop to cleaning kennels to taking out the dogs out to walk potty or watching surgeries. But my favorite thing to do is watch puppies being C-sectioned.
That is amazing. All of a sudden, there's just this round, bulgy tummy, and now you have a live little creature in your hands. So that's great. Maybe you're going to grow up and become a theriogenologist, and that is somebody who specializes in reproductive medicine. You never know. You could do that.
Yeah.
Well, you've done some great things, because I know you said that you've been at the veterinary practice, and I made mention at the start of the show that you also had an opportunity to go down to Grenada. What was that all about?
Well, what I was doing in there, I was doing the MedVet program at the College St. George's University. It was really fun, and some of the fun things I got to do there were suture clinic and medicinal herbs. That one was fun. I got to try some of the sugar cane and soursop and some of the local fruits that they have there. And I also got to stick my hand up a cow's rectum, so that was really fun. I did two cows, and both of them were pregnant.
Now, I've met you, and your arm's not really long, so you must have really stretched to get inside of that cow.
I was up to my shoulder.
And I'm sure there's several people who are listening to this right now going, she is a very strange child that she thinks sticking your arm in a cow is a lot of fun. How did it feel?
It is very, very hard to do. You have to wait for the peristalsis, and then when you pull your hand out, it's very, very tiring.
So for those people that don't know, what is peristalsis?
Peristalsis is the tightening of the muscles in the stomach. Like when you digest, how it makes that ripple that makes it go down into your stomach. Well, this time, this ripple helps excrete the waste.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you have to wait for the muscle tension to stop, and then you can move your hand in farther.
I actually had an opportunity to do that because I take care of basically cats and dogs. But when I was in veterinary school, a little bit older than you, I had to palpate some cows and horses. And my arm is longer than yours, and it was definitely tight, it was hot, and it felt weird, and it didn't have the best smell in the world, but I mean, it's not all that bad.
Yeah.
So you are doing some great things with regard to, you know, going down to Grenada. How did that happen? Did you contact them or did they contact you?
Oh, well, I had met them at the CVC where I was speaking with Cesar Millan, and we got to talking, and all of a sudden they invited us to come to their summer event program. So we went down. It was really fun.
So you just mentioned something marvelous. You were speaking, and you were speaking with Cesar Millan at CVC, which is Central Veterinary Conference. This is a conference for veterinarians. How did you get there?
Well, the people that were organizing the event asked me to come speak there on mentorship and how important it is to teach kids, because, you know, they're thinking in the next generation there's not going to be much vets, because, you know, there's lots of people that are aspiring to be doctors, and that's just fine to follow your dreams, but it's also important to inspire the next generation in veterinary healthcare too.
Who has been your mentor?
Well, I would say mostly Dr. Shu and Dr. Molitor. They have been a great help, and they have helped me through all of this. Also, my mother, for helping me throughout this whole journey.
I met your mom when we were in Seattle this last July at the American Veterinary Medical Association conference, and the two of you really seem to enjoy each other's company, and you're each just huge fans of each other. I wish that all parents, mothers, daughters, and sons and fathers could be as close as the two of you. Was it your mom's idea for you to get involved in veterinary medicine and become a assistant, or was this all your idea?
Well, she knew that I loved animals and I wanted to know how to help. So she found the course online and she said, "Do you think you're ready to take this?" And I said, "Absolutely." And so she helped me take the courses and we read it together and we both learned it together so it would be easy for us, like studying pals. And, you know, she helped me get my certificate.
That is amazing. Well, we're talking right now with Courtney Oliver. She is an 11-year-old who is, as we believe, the youngest person to ever have gotten a certificate as a veterinary assistant. This young woman is amazing, and we'll be right back after this short message to learn what she might want to do when she grows up. We'll be right back.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Give your dog some thought with Dog Thoughts. It's the iPhone application that everyone's talking about.
Hey, what do you think of this? A man in Davis, California says he's invented an application for the iPhone that claims it can read your dog's mind. Huh? No, it's true. I read about it on my cat's Twitter page. That's why.
Jay Leno talked about it, CBS reported on it, and now you can see what all the buzz is about. Created just for dog lovers, Dog Thoughts makes taking photos of your furry best friend more fun. Shake your dog and read his mind. On your iPhone, of course. Take a pic of your pup, shake your phone, and watch as his thoughts appear on the screen. Does he have a bone to pick with you, or is he having a tail-wagging day? Get your Dog Thoughts iPhone app today. Just 99 cents. Go to PetLifeRadioPromotions.com. That's PetLifeRadioPromotions.com.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in Paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
What to know what cats like to eat for breakfast? Mice Krispies, of course. Learn everything there is to know about cats on Catitude with your host, Tom Dock. Each week, we'll spotlight a cool cat breed, give up-to-date advice on cat health, and check out spiffy new cat products. So curl up on the couch every week for a perfectly enjoyable time on Catitude, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Courtney, thank you for being with us. I'm really enjoying this conversation, and I'm hoping that there's parents out there listening to this going, wait a minute, I need to get my child to listen to this young girl and see all the things. Just because you're young doesn't mean that you can't start reaching for your dreams right now. You don't have to wait until you're in high school, you're in college. Right now, you're going through homeschooling, and this sounds like you're just doing some great things.
Thank you.
You met Cesar Millan. How did that come about?
Well, as I said earlier, the people from the CBC invited me to come speak there. Well, they knew that I was a big fan of Cesar Millan, so they put together a moment for Cesar and I to chat. And they also set up a table for us when we went to the dinner. I got to introduce Cesar on stage, so we got to talking, and for my birthday, he invited me to his dog psychology center, which was very, very cool.
Where is the dog psychology center, for those of us that don't know?
Well, the dog psychology center used to be in East L.A., and now it's in Santa Clarita because I wanted to move it closer to their home.
Ah, very good. So when you went there, did you have a chance to work with Mr. Millan and see if you could figure out some of the psychological issues going on with these dogs with behavioral problems?
Well, no, but we got to see the show filmed, and we got to see Daddy and all of his dogs that he had there. They were very, very nice.
That just sounds like it's a dream come true. So many people watch him on TV and love him, and you had the opportunity to meet him and introduce him at a big function. Wow, that's exciting.
Thank you.
You mentioned that you have some veterinarians who've been your mentors. It sounds as though you can now be a mentor for other children. What's your recommendation to kids who might want to try something like becoming a veterinary assistant or even becoming a veterinarian?
Well, what I want to tell kids is I want them to follow their dreams and just do what they want. And that also, whatever they want to do, if they want to be a fireman or a veterinarian, you always have to work hard and do the work necessary. Also, volunteering is very nice, so the vets can see your potential and go, I can see a future vet there. And also, what I've learned throughout this whole journey is that you never stop learning. Dr. Hsu says she learns something new every day, and I can see why she says that.
It is an exciting field of veterinary medicine. I enjoy it, and I agree with your mentor, Dr. Hsu, that every day something new comes up, and you really just have to keep your eyes and your ears and your mind open to what's out there, because science is always evolving. You're always learning something different. And I think it makes it fascinating and makes it exciting. I love my job because every day you go to work and I get to play with dogs and cats, and sometimes it can be a little bit sad, but most of the time it just really is very rewarding. Speaking of sad,
every day is different.
It definitely is. It's sad that more children aren't as enthused as you are. Do you have some plans for what you're working on right now? What does the future hold for Courtney Oliver?
Some of my future goals are to have my own show to educate kids and people to follow their dreams and to become a vet and do what they love. And I also want to be a vet when I grow up and have my own clinic. I also want to have my own farm someday.
Well, I think that there are so many fields in veterinary medicine going into companion animal medicine. That's what most people think of. You know, cats and dogs is definitely one of the options. I am going to have the opportunity to be speaking to the FFA National Convention, that's Future Farmers of America, and wanting them to realize that there's so many areas in veterinary medicine that they can get involved with. Yes, there's cats and dogs and horses and pigs and birds. You know, there's all of those things. And then, though it sounds a little bit boring sometimes, and though it really is not, getting involved in public health, because I'm sure with all of the education that you've had now and all of the training, you realize that veterinary medicine really touches on human health too.
Yeah.
So these are ways that veterinarians can affect the health of people, making sure that their animals are healthy. When we're involved, since you want to have a farm, making sure that those farm animals are healthy, because if they're used as a source of food, healthy in is healthy out. So you have to make sure that they're going to be in good condition. So you want to become a veterinarian. Have you thought of where you might want to go to school and what kind of veterinary medicine you want to go into?
Well, I was thinking more of small animal, large animals, and exotics. I've kind of, you know, I'm kind of not sure, but I'm just going to go where my heart takes me and, you know, find out what I'm going to do from there.
Well, I think since you're 11, you have a little time to think about this. So you can be our next Doogie Howser, you know, see if you can become the youngest veterinarian to ever graduate from veterinary school. With your animals that you have at home now, you said there were 7 dogs that you had?
5.
5 dogs. Okay, 5 dogs. I'm sure you're going to get some more. How have you been able to use what you've learned as a veterinary assistant to help take care of their health?
Well, yes, we have a white drawer filled with, you know, medicines and first aid stuff and puppy stuff just in case something happens so we know what we can do.
Well, that's good. So you've learned your first aid. And for people that are listening right now who think, well, gee, I'd like to learn about first aid for my pets, but I don't know if I want to go through all the work of becoming a veterinary assistant. Courtney, you may be aware that the actual American Red Cross in many of the chapters has courses that you can take in pet first aid. So you can learn how to do the Heimlich maneuver in case it swallows something that gets stuck, or what to do in case it cuts itself. Did you learn those types of things when you were taking your veterinary assistant course?
Oh, yes. I'm actually CPR certified for adults, children, and babies, also for dogs.
I love it, Courtney. You never cease to amaze me. So what does the rest of your summer have involved for you? Are you going to any more neat places like Grenada?
Well, some of my other stuff would be, you know, I write articles for my website, CourtneysCritters.com. I'm getting ready to go to college this year, hopefully. Canine massage therapy, I'm also doing. I'm going to try to finish that up. I'm also going to continue volunteering and working with other vets.
When you turn 12, yes.
When I turn 12, yes. And I also work with Covenant Creatures, which is this great program which helps people who can't afford health care or, you know, necessary things for the animals. Like cats, dogs, every Thursday night they line up and we give them health care, food, beds, toys, and we give them anything they need.
Courtney, that is amazing. So you have all of these marvelous ways that you're helping other people, helping animals. And some people might listen to this going, wow, this little girl only spends all her time, you know, working, doing schoolwork and volunteering. What fun kid things do you like to do? Are you into sports?
Well, I'm not quite into sports, but I jump on the trampoline. We have a Wii. I also like to play with my pets and friends in my spare time. And, you know, there's also the internet. But mostly, I love playing with my animals and, you know, taking care of them.
Well, good for you. I can assure that your parents really appreciate all the marvelous care that you're giving to your animals. And people listening, I think that's going to really enthuse a lot of young adults, children, to realize that just because you're a kid doesn't mean that you can't start reaching for those dreams of yours. And I think it is fantastic, Courtney. I wish you the best of luck.
Why, thank you.
We've been talking right now with Courtney Oliver. She is an 11-year-old who is just spectacular, one who has put her passion for animals into actual work, volunteering, helping animals, and helping people. And that's what I tried to do, Dr. Bernadine Cruz, to help you be the best pet owner that you can be. If you ever have questions about your pet, best thing to do is ask your primary care veterinarian. But you can also email me at thepetdoctor@petliferadio.com, and I will answer your questions for you. So thanks for listening. Please tune in again next week when we'll have some more interesting people, interesting facts, and hopefully a little bit of a giggle for you. Take care.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.